So we've joined the Multi-State Lottery Association, and it is a governance structure for lotteries across the country. There's about 33 or so, including the District of Columbia and Pennsylvania and Delaware, that surround us that are a member of this. It's a governance structure. It's run out of the Des Moines area. They have staff that provides research and game development, and additionally lottery games that we could sometime in the future add to our roster of games.
This is different from the partnerships that Maryland is in now with Powerball and Mega Millions.
Before July 1st, when we joined MUSL, we were a part of the Mega Millions Consortium. That's a member-run operation. There's no additional staff. The only game option that is offered is the Mega Millions game. We were able to sell the Powerball game through an agreement between the two. So this is, a lot of inside baseball. It's good, our change is going to be entirely transparent to players, but it will, from a governance perspective, give us a seat at the table as new games are being developed. And I think that that's important, as obviously we're looking to increase sales and responsibly increase revenue to the state.
What does this mean for players? I mean, is there going to be a new weekly multi-million-dollar drawing game every week? What exactly will this mean for players?
Yeah, right now it's not going to mean anything. The same games that you've enjoyed from the Maryland Lottery are going to be on sale, Powerball and Mega Millions. It'll be completely transparent to the players. They'll see no difference at all. What this will mean in the future is, as new games are developed, Maryland will have a voice in how they're designed, what the prize payouts are, hopefully being able to fashion them in a way that we think will be interesting and entertaining for our players. The first thing that we anticipate will be a new Monopoly-based multi-state game that we anticipate right now launching sometime in October.
That's going to be similar to, where it's like a weekly drawing, similar to Mega Millions and Powerball, or a twice weekly drawing, or is that more of an instant game? Because I know, if I'm not mistaken, the lottery has a Monopoly scratch-off game. And I could be wrong. This is something that's separate from that, right?
It is. That's right. It will be a weekly draw game. The plan, not all the plans have been solidified. Some of them have, but right now we're looking at a once-a-week drawing on Friday nights. It will have a top jackpot, but it'll be capped at probably about $25 million. And then as draws go where that top prize isn't achieved, instead of adding the money to the top tier prize, it'll be added to the what we call the second tier prize, which will be $1 million payouts. And so what we hope is that over a number of rolls where the top prize isn't won, we'll actually be growing that second tier of $1 million winners, such that when the top prize is actually won, there could be hundreds of $1 million winners across the country. And from our research, both here in Maryland and across the country, we found that a lot of players are very excited about the opportunity of the $1 million wins. Of course, everyone wants to win the multi-million dollar wins, but they also realize that there's a lot of lottery payouts at the $1 million price point. And so this is a different approach to the game, and then coupling it, of course, with the Monopoly board game that people are so familiar with, we think it's got the prospects of being successful.
How is the lottery faring compared to its competition with the casinos? And I know there's going to be a fourth one opening next month with the Horseshoe Casino. How is the traditional lottery game faring in terms of that competition?
Well, we haven't announced our fiscal year-end numbers. We'll do that sometime later this month, as soon as we were able to audit them. But of course, we report monthly to the commission. And our sales have been down around 2%, which is about what they were last year as well. So clearly we are seeing some impact from the casinos. Horseshoe will actually be the fifth casino in the state to open. Of course, we've already opened Hollywood Casino Perryville, Ocean Downs, Maryland Live, and Rocky Gap. So with Horseshoe coming on, but especially in another population base, we expect that there will continue to be a little cannibalization of lottery sales as people take that discretionary gambling entertainment money that they have and transition it from the traditional lottery over to the casinos.